Good evening and welcome to the Homegrown Music Show on Colwyn Community Radio, your online magazine for the local music scene here in Conway Borough. This evening we're joined by singer-songwriter Andy J. Walsh, who is going to tell us about his career in the music business, and he will also provide us with the stories behind three of his favourite songs. Andy, good evening and welcome to the Homegrown Music Show on Colwyn Community Radio. Could you please give us a brief account of your career in the music business?
I haven't really had one, to be honest, Charles. What I do now is I write songs. I'm a songwriter and that's what I do. But I don't get a living from that. I have to earn my money somewhere else, like so many other musicians. Finance is not the reason for doing it, so the career is yet to be had, I think.
Thank you so much for that. Now, how would you classify the songs you write, and why do you put them in that particular category?
I would put them in the folk category, and the reason for that is they don't really fit into any other piece on the jigsaw, really. I mean, it's difficult to say. You know, I think they're just songs, and if people like them, that's great. And if they don't, there's always another one along, just like buses.
Great stuff. Thank you so much. Now, you've chosen three songs which we're going to examine this evening. Your nephew has asked you what is your favourite song from your own repertoire, and you have told him it's Hey Mate, which we have played many times on Colwyn Community Radio. How has this tune become your favourite song, and what is the background to this particular number?
It's my favourite because of the reaction that it gets. It's an immediate thing. I was just being silly, to be honest with you. I got away with it. Good, great friend of mine, Johnny Meakin, was. We had a Zoom call, and I started playing the song and asked him what he thought of it, to tell me what he thought of it, and he just burst out laughing. So that's the kind of reaction you want for every song, really. It's people to really enjoy it. So yes, that's why it's my favourite. It's also the only song that I've had outside of the production of Cliff Howard, Phoenix Studios in Holyhead did it, and I think they did a great job on it.
Now we're going to hear Hey Mate. Enjoy.
Got the neatest comb over the world has ever seen. One day it's gonna be long enough to tuck it in my jeans. Am I lucky enough to have two bald patches on the back of my head? I didn't even know that they were there until someone kindly said,
"Hey mate, you got a bald pate." Hey mate, you got a bald pate. Hey mate, you got a bald pate. You should get that fixed.
So I went to a barber who said, "What a lovely bouffant. It's covering a multitude of sins. Are you sure that is what you want?" So I asked if I could grow it long enough. Will it hide the skin? I'll anchor it on my waistband. Maybe I could tuck it in.
do. I must be honest with you. Hey mate, you got the ball paint. Hey mate, you got the ball paint. Hey mate, you got the ball paint. We can get it fixed. I asked how much will it cost to repair the cosmetic damage of my disappearing hair. Oh, not more than a fiver for a man who is clearly blue. It's a special rate just for you. So we got out some beefy clippers and he waved them in the air. Before you could say Marcel Marceau, I had leapt out of the chair. I was running down the street with the wind blowing through my hair. There was a barber running after me, screaming, puffing and panting. Hey mate, it's a ball paint. Hey mate, it's a ball paint. Don't need my lead cape. Hey mate.
Yes, indeed, that was Hey Mate. Now, Andy's second selection is If I'm Being Honest. Could you tell us, Andy, a little bit about this particular song and the reason why you wrote it, please?
I wrote the song in response to the fact that very little has been done in the last 20 years to improve the homelessness figures. I actually saw a figure today, funnily enough, that there are 200,000 people registered as homeless. I don't know how they do that. It seems a huge amount, but it just, nothing is being done. Nothing constructive seems to me to be done. The market forces are not what should be dictating housing policy to get people out of B&Bs, and you know, it's just a terrible way for people to live. It also disenfranchises an awful lot of people. If you're homeless, there's no way you can vote. So we have an unrepresentative government, in my opinion, doing too little, and we should be doing more. And I will continue to play this as my first song in my set, which I always do. Yeah, until the problem is addressed. So I don't see me stop playing this song anytime soon. It's from the point of view of somebody who's homeless, a song from that point of view.
Very, very interesting. Thank you so much. Here is If I'm Being Honest. Enjoy.
I'm gonna wear my ragged vest. It's the one I like the best. It's got holes and it smells a bit. Quite a lot, if I'm being honest. It makes the girls all run away. Why that is, I couldn't say. Maybe it's because it's a shade of grey that doesn't match their clothing, if I'm being honest. Homelessness is no fun, and I'm not the only one. Living on food banks and handouts in my lucky vest, if I'm being honest.
going for an interview. My lucky vest came along too. It was with someone I once knew. I'm still looking for a job to do, if I'm honest. People are pissed on me while I've been sleeping, spat on me while I've been awake. And then an unexpected kindness takes away all of that hate, if I'm honest. All I want is a place of my own, somewhere that I can call my home, with a hook to hang my vest out of the rain, if I'm being honest. It ain't that hard to do. Build council houses a million or two. That's what I think they should do. It's cold out tonight, if I'm being honest. When they lay me in my grave, which won't be in too many days, the undertaker's gonna have to be brave, 'cause I wanna be wearing my vest, if I'm honest, dead honest.
That was If I'm Being Honest by Andy J. Walsh. Now, Andy, Pretty Girls in the Sun was one of the first songs you sent us here on the Homegrown Music Show. How has this tune become ranked in your top three tunes?
It's a fun song. It's a story song, and it's just an amalgamation of experiences I've had in the summer. Near the Thames, so yeah, this is just a fun song.
Thank you very much, and we're going to hear "Pretty Girls in the Sun." Enjoy.
Pretty and they don't even notice me.
my chances with the girls who are much too pretty to care. Girls are so pretty and they don't even notice me. I'm pretty full of Dutch courage and I'm hoping my voice won't crack. Chocolates behind my back. As she turns to see me, I see she's got a red bow in her hair. But so have all the others, the pretty girls that don't have a care. The girls are so pretty and they don't even notice me. The girls are so pretty.
Now that was Pretty Girls in the Sun, and we have some breaking news here on tonight's edition of the Homegrown Music Show. Andy J. Walsh's new song is called Lone Star Flag, which is going to be produced by Cliff Howard, whose beautiful tune Vintage Red opens the Homegrown Music Show. Andy, what makes Lone Star Flag so special to you? And can you tell our listeners a little about the new song and when do you hope to have it played on Colwyn Community Radio?
To answer your last question first, I guess just as soon as we can. It's the previous song, Pretty Girls in the Sun, was a happy song. This is not a happy song. This is about war and the damage it causes to families. I probably made it a bit simplistic, but this it does profoundly affect me when I play this. I can't tell you why, it just does. And so it had to be in my top, has to be in the top four of my songs. Yes, so hopefully it'll be out soon.
Super, thank you so much for that input. Now my last question for you this evening is about our most popular song of yours on Colwyn Community Radio, Girls in My Life. Can you give us a little bit of background information on this particular song, please?
Well, I don't play this one live, and the reason I don't play this live is because every single person who's mentioned in the song exists. I'm singing about love lost, I guess, and so that's quite a painful thing. It's just one of those. It's just a very emotional song, and I don't think I could sing it live and get away with it. To be honest, I'd be in floods of tears, and that's no good, is it? Watching a grown man blubbering. That's the story of Girls in My Life. It's all true. Well, almost all true.
Thank you so much. And we're going to play Girls in My Life by Andy J. Walsh. Enjoy. I had you in
my heart out with a blunt knife, replaced it with stone, replaced it with a stone, replaced it with a stone, she replaced it with a stone. I was now a heartbreaker, emotional faker, first class, out on my own.
That was Girls in My Life by Andy J. Walsh. Andy, thank you so much for joining us on the Homegrown Music Show this Monday evening. You have given our listeners a wonderful insight into your music. We wish you every success with all your tunes and particularly with your new number, Lone Star Flag. So it's goodbye from Andy, but it's not goodbye from me, as we have our gig shout out and plenty more great tunes on tonight's Homegrown Music Show.